AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We've been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just soft on the potty. This is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. A crib is always stocked. It's our potty.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with a chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tonight. Lows level off around 27. Overcast skies. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs around 35. Cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DU Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, enr.wi.gov. I'm Dan Small. Today, author Len Harris tells us a heartwarming story about a young man who found his calling in the outdoors. And Cajun French chef Philippe Parola says Asian carp and other invasive species are an untapped food resource. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And the firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes. Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got such a tip, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me once again from Wisconsin Rapids, back from his final Ultimate Panfish League ice fishing tournament of the season, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, you guys had a pretty close encounter, I guess you'd say, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we had a great time over on Lake Washington in Meeker County, Minnesota. Searching for big crappies and bluegills, and it really ended up being a crappie battle. The crappies were so big, and the bluegills were really so small, and very few legal size bluegills. They have to be over 7 inches. Everybody knew that if you got your big crappies, 7 big crappies, you wouldn't even need to go get bluegills. So everybody was crappie fishing, and those of us that found crappies did well. Those that didn't find the big crappies did not do so well. There's a very clear separation when you look at the end result. We took 7th place, but we were only 3/4 of a pound out of a check in about 3rd place. Mm-hmm. So we're a pretty tight-knit group. We didn't fish clean. Todd and I missed some opportunities on some fish where we had them to the hole. Hook popped right at the end. These were big, big crappies. So as soon as their weight was felt within that hole, those fish really were really easy to pop off the hook. And we didn't fish as clean as we wanted to. Finished with a 7th. Had 2 fish on that probably would have given us at least a 2nd or 3rd place finish. But it was fun. We probably won't do UPL again next year. We'll probably do some other events next year, maybe a little closer to home. But it was a great experience for Todd getting into tournament ice fishing, and it was fun to be back on the road doing it.
Yeah, well, you haven't done it for a while, so I'm glad you at least maybe didn't finish in the money this time, but at least a respectable finish and so close. And that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. That was fun. Yeah.
Well, I heard the first sandhill cranes last week, so some of them are back. I don't know if you've seen any. You probably saw some on your drive, no?
No cranes, just swans. Lots of swans.
Okay, wow. Well, I've got a couple appearances in March and one in April, and we'll talk about those next week. The two in March are on the 25th. The first one is the Muskie School at Wanakee High School, so we'll tell you more about that next week. Well, coming up, trout angler and storyteller Len Harris shares a story about a young man who found his calling in the outdoors. But first, Cajun chef Philippe Parola tells us why we should be eating more invasive species like Asian carp, wild boar, and others. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Wisconsin Dells March 24th through 26th. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting and outdoor enthusiasts. Try before you buy cutting-edge products and shop special show-only pricing. Also, bring your buck for scoring in the Trophy Deer Contest. Purchase tickets in advance online at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo is presented by Progressive and Can-Am.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out FLOEINTL.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the exploreflorencecounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com, the most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region, just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Wisconsin Dells March 24th through 26th. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting and outdoor enthusiasts. Try before you buy cutting-edge products and shop special show-only pricing. Also, bring your buck for scoring in the Trophy Deer Contest. Purchase tickets in advance online at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo is presented by Progressive and Can-Am.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, about a month ago, we had a Hmong chef named Yia Vang on the show. He's the host of the TV show Feral on the Outdoor Channel. Well, my good friend Tom Watson, an outdoor writer from Appleton, Minnesota, alerted me to another chef who specializes in invasive species. His name is Philippe Parola. He hails from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his new book, just published this year, is entitled Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. And his website has the same name, can'tbeatemeatem.us. So joining us now on his way to pick up a wild boar in Venice, Louisiana, is Chef Philippe. Chef Philippe, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to talk to you guys.
You're down in Cajun country, but you told me you're not truly Cajun. You're from Paris originally.
Yes, I was born in Paris, France, and I moved here in the very early 80s, so I'll be here a bit over 40 years now. I am one of them.
Okay. What brought you to Louisiana?
Way back then, French chef was in high demand, and it was classified as a job that no American could do better than us. So I had the opportunity to have work permit and citizenship, literally.
Yeah.
That's what brought me here.
All right. And you've been cooking and teaching people ever since.
Well, yes. I landed in New Orleans first, and I was working in some of the famous restaurants in the French quarters, La Louisiane and Broussard. Then I ended up in Baton Rouge. Then I opened my restaurant a few years later and a cooking school. What kept me here, I will tell you, is I discovered the outdoor here that Louisiana had to offer. And it is absolutely, they call it the sportsman paradise. I guarantee you it is. It's just unbelievable, the hunting, the fishing. And over the years, I have seen invasive species destroying wildlife habitat. And I want to do something about it. They know is what I know.
Well, that is a noble mission, and you lay it out on your website. So why don't you tell us, what is your mission with Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em?
Well, I started with this particular slogan when I did the Nutria meat promotion. You guys have Nutria up there too, don't you?
No, we don't have Nutria yet. We've got a lot of possums that came up from down south. In fact, I've got a possum in the freezer right now. I got to ask you for a recipe later. So anyway, Nutria.
Yeah, Nutria. Well, they're pretty much in many states, I guarantee. I'm surprised that you don't have them up there. I know they're in Oregon and places like that. When I was doing the promotion of eating Nutria meat, which was handled by the wildlife and fishery here, I came up with a slogan, Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em, and it became a pretty much a good general slogan for eating things of the wild, like wild boar, Nutria, Asian carp, things of that nature, and visit species.
Yep. And you have a mission to try to educate people about invasive species.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's what the book is about. It's about educating people. Really, it's one of a kind, must-have book. Simply because it's 40 invasive species put together in North America. Not only I talked about the geographic where they're at in North America, but also how they got here, the threat to the ecosystem. It's a very educating book. And I have a recipe for each one of those invasive species. And my stories about promoting those invasive species in the past.
And you also address the question of nourishment, something that a lot of us who eat well and don't have to worry about our next meal don't think much about. But talk about that.
Our policymakers are spending hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to eradicate a proper food source, okay?
Mm.
And yet, eradication, it's impossible. There is a few partial eradication then there that cost, as I said, hundreds of millions of taxpayers, but yet, you know, we are in a big mess with wild boar, Asian carp, Nutria, and so many plants and so many others, and we're not going to get rid of them. So we need to quit doing that. I love science, but there is a point where that needs to stop and focus on getting both edible and invasive species, especially the wild boar, which is everywhere. And every other day, there is news about the problem of wild boar. And not only the problem, and the disease they carry. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute. I mean, this is so idiotic, it's incredible. We have eaten wild boar since the beginning of humankind. Our policymakers are trying to scare us on trying to harvest wild boar, commercialize wild boar, or eating wild boar, simply because of bacteria contamination. If you do a skew, which I promote, and you cook and boil wild boar, any type of meat, over the 212, 220 degrees, I guarantee you no bacteria survive that, okay?
Right.
So, you don't have no problem. Now, let's talk about the farm-raised chicken. It scares you when you figure out what is in the meat. It's just incredible. You grow a chicken within 3 weeks. So imagine what you're eating, and nobody disclosed that. So let me share with you another fact.
Okay.
According to our research, and we work with libraries to make sure that we found those facts, there is no death recorded by eating wild game.
Uh-huh.
Period. Nobody died of eating wild game. Up to date, do you know how many deaths per year about eating conventional processed food, meaning food that you buy in a store?
I'll bet it's a lot.
I'm going to give you, and these are facts, approximately 3,000 deaths per year eating conventional processed food, and no, zero on eating wild game. So if you read anything out there about all the cross-contamination, potential cross-contamination, let's put it this way, that would scare you about eating wild boar or wild game, buy my book. I got the guideline how to cook it properly. And I guarantee you that not only you won't get sick, but it's the most healthier, natural protein than you will ever eat. Much better than fried chicken that you will get at Popeye's.
I think a lot of our listeners agree with you. I certainly do. I raise my own chickens, and we butcher one as we need it. We probably eat one or two birds a week. I eat a lot of wild game. I know a lot of our listeners do. My wife won't even let me bring a bag of potato chips into the house because it's too heavily processed. Yeah. Philippe, we have to take a break here. And will you stick around and we will continue this?
Okay.
All right. I'm talking with Chef Philippe Parola. He is a chef from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's got a new book and a website, the title of which is Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. And the website is can'tbeat'em.us. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking with Chef Philippe Parola from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The title of his new book is the same as his website, Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. And his website is can'tbeat'em.us. Philippe, you are on your way to pick up a wild boar down in Venice, Louisiana. What are you going to do with that boar when you get him?
I'm going to make a video.
Oh.
How to kind of clean it, cook it. And we're going to do what we call down in Louisiana a cochon de lait, rotisserie. And we're going to make wild boar taco. The recipe and everything will be down out there. And, you know, go to my website and you will see it.
When you were in New Orleans, you served a couple of presidents, according to your website, Gerald Ford and the first George Bush. Yeah.
I was very honored to serve Gerald Ford and George Bush Sr. They were just delightful to talk to and serve them. That was a big highlight of my career, for sure.
Did you serve them alligator?
Yes. Yes. I sure did. I was the one who promoted alligator meat in 1982, actually, when alligators was actually a nuisance here due to the fact that the price of the skin went down due to the animal rights, the activists, you know, saving animals. And now, look, I don't mind that. I understand. So we had a problem, and the skin value went down tremendously, and I got approached by some of those trappers and business people that were making a living selling this alligator skin to Europe. They brought me a nice chest full of meat and asked me if I could do anything and put some value on it and promote it and all. Back then, it was no cell phone, it was no internet, nothing of that nature. So you have to travel, you have to bring samples, you have to cook. And we did it. And today, it's a multi-million dollar business.
I have eaten alligator. Oh, yeah. I've eaten it. I've never...
Yeah. But I know that I'm not up there where you're at, that's
no,
for sure.
No, they're not. We got
plenty.
Yeah,
The population is moving again.
Yeah. You can keep them down there, but we'll eat them when you get them.
Yeah, I know. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep them as a food source.
Yeah.
You know?
What is the wildest thing you've eaten?
Oh, my God. Look, I traveled the world back and forth so many times. I went to Asia and many countries, China, Taiwan, Vietnam, and all these places. And I truly enjoy the food that they really eat out there because they really know how to use what Mother Nature offered. And I guarantee you that a lot of that stuff is really good to eat. I had, oh my God, quite a variety of insects that were fried that taste like just popcorn.
Yeah.
The locusts, for instance. I have eaten, of course, the nutria here, a variety of different snakes, from a rattlesnake to a python, and, of course, all kind of different fish. Now, let's talk about the Asian carp, for instance.
Yes.
When I jumped into that and found the Asian carp in Louisiana water probably 12, 13 years ago, everybody was talking and saying how filthy and nasty and ugly the fish was, and no one wanted to eat it. Well, I've done a lot of work in educating people, especially in Illinois, on eating the Asian carp and how good Asian carp are, because there is no such a thing than a bad fish. really is not. And education, it's everything when it comes to food source and knowing what to harvest and trap and fried or baked or grilled. That's what this book is about. It's educating people that there's many plants that people think, oh, wow, I didn't know you could eat that. Like the bullfrog, for instance. This morning, it was an article about bullfrog being an invasive species up north, not far from where you're at. They might be invasive, actually, in your state. Down here, they are a delicacy. Same thing with crawfish. Down here in Louisiana, they are a delicacy. It's a multi-million-dollar business. We need to educate those folks. People need to know what has been done cooking and preparing many of those invasive species, and it could be a dinner on your table from your backyard or your pond right there, your lake, your river. This is what this book is about, yep. Educating people.
Yep. When I was a kid, we caught bullfrogs all the time and ate them. I've eaten that silver carp, the one that jumps.
Absolutely.
We bow fished for them. They jump, and then you shoot them in the air with a bow. It was just crazy.
And there you go.
Yeah, and we took 10 of them home, and they weren't bad.
Well, you're doing the right thing, you know, because I'm a firm believer that if you kill it, you eat it, okay?
Yeah.
So that's my motto, and I grew up with that in mind, always. The Asian carp, if they jump into your boat, I guarantee you, watch my video on my website, and you will see how wonderful it looks. You can't really taste it on my video, but you will see the expression of those folks who had the Asian carp fish taco, which is called Kopi now. It is absolutely a delicious fish. It really is.
It certainly is. Now, you said your motto is, if you kill it, you eat it. My first wife is French, and that was her motto, and I shot 3 crows one day, and I brought them home, and she made a crow pie using a pigeon pie recipe. Have you eaten crow?
Yes, I have. Absolutely. I think I have eaten pretty much anything that crawl, fly, swim. you name it. Yeah, as I said, I traveled the world so many places that I got exposed to many bizarre food, as I will say. And I'm going to tell you, if it's well prepared and it tastes good, I'm all for it.
All right. Well, Chef Philippe, we have to let you go, but we will tell people one more time here about your website. CantBeatEmEatEm.us, and the title of the book is Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. People can buy it there or pretty much anywhere, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much anywhere. And one more thing I'd like to say.
Sure.
You know, everybody talks about how bad those invasive species are. They talk about the problem. This book is about the solution to those problems, and it's transparent. And we have the popular vote doing what I promote of doing. Can't beat 'em. Eat them, my friend.
All right. Well, Philippe, thank you so much. Drive safely and have fun with that wild boar.
I know, I will. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Goodbye, guys.
That was Chef Philippe Parola from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His website, once again, Can't Beat 'em, Eat 'em. And the book of that same title is available there and pretty much anywhere you buy books. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
The 82nd Annual Journal Sentinel Sports Show returns to Wisconsin State Fair Park March 9th through 12th. The longest-running outdoor recreation show in the nation features big-name entertainment, outdoor skills learning, and hundreds of vendors and businesses. Headlining the show is Outdoors Woman, TV show host, author, and social media personality Eva Shockey. Learn fishing strategies from Bass Elite Series pro John Cruz. And self-proclaimed grillologists Mad Dog and Merrill will demonstrate their grilling secrets. For Journal Sentinel Sports Show tickets and information, go to jssportsshow.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Wisconsin Dells March 24th through 26th. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting and outdoor enthusiasts. Try before you buy cutting-edge products and shop special show-only pricing. Also, bring your buck for scoring in the Trophy Deer Contest. Purchase tickets in advance online at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo is presented by Progressive and Can-Am.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. If you follow the Outdoor News Wisconsin Facebook group, you may have noticed a recent post by Len Harris. Len is a retired teller of tales, as he puts it, and an avid trout hunter from Richland Center. He's written several books, and he posts regularly on the Outdoor News Wisconsin Facebook group, and he's joining us now from Richland Center. Len, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
You bet. Now, you and I talk trout fishing mostly on Facebook nowadays, but we have fished once together, and you've been out a couple times this year already, haven't you?
I think I've been out 4 times this year already. It's been a little slow. Water's extremely low, and it's still quite cold for the fish to want to bite.
But still, people are out there fishing. As I mentioned, your recent post on the Facebook page of Wisconsin Outdoor News caught my attention. It's called Leaf in the Wind, and I wonder if you'd share that story with us.
Certainly, Dan. About 20 years ago, I decided I was going to be a guide, and it only lasted about 5 years. I liked guiding, but I didn't like watching people fish. It was like going to a gold mine without a shovel. I had quite a few clients for about 5 years, and during that 5 years, I started doing presentations at schools and Trout Unlimited chapters, and I called the presentation Trout Don't Live in Ugly Places. During that time, I even spoke at the Expo down in Madison 4 times, I believe. But all the time I was watching people fishing, I was wanting to fish, so I stopped guiding. Part of what I liked about guiding was taking young people out, because I worry about trout fishing not having new blood in it. After I quit guiding, I decided to continue on with my Trout Don't Live in Ugly Places PowerPoint or slideshow at schools. I did it for another 4 years after I quit guiding. I really like turning the young folks on to fishing. Most times, I would show up, and there would be anywhere from 10. I did a presentation down in Riverdale School, and it was just a fishing class during the summer. And then another time, I believe I went to another school, and all of the kids from the elementary school emptied out into the gymnasium, first grade through sixth, a pretty big crowd. And as they were coming in, I saw one teacher keeping one of her students quite close, and I listened to what she was saying. She says, you need to be respectful, you need to be quiet, and you need to set by me. It was obvious she was worrying about him being a distraction to the other students. Well, just before I started speaking, I thought to myself, I need to have an assistant run the slideshow machine for me, and I thought about asking all the kids who wants to do this. But I thought to myself, this kid reminds me a lot of me, the one that was being kept close by his teacher. And I just walked right over to him and I said, you're my assistant. And he got up, and I don't think he'd been given any real responsibility in his life before. You could tell he liked me picking him. So I showed him how to run the slideshow, how to go forward and backwards. And I told him, if I give you the 2 fingers in the air, that means change the slide. The whole first through sixth grade was watching him, and he was really feeling good about himself, and it went off without a hitch. In lots of my presentations, when I began, I just put pictures of trout and pictures of trout streams, but I kind of felt I was losing the kids a little bit by doing this, so I incorporated wildflowers, snakes, turtles, you name it. I take a lot of pictures. If anything out in nature will hold still, I'll try to get a picture of it. I didn't want my presentation just to be for young men. I wanted it to be for everyone, because that trout doesn't know if you're a male or a female casting that rod, and there aren't enough females in trout fishing, and I wish there were more. So the presentation went off without a hitch, and I was helping in the gym straighten up after they left, and I was just about to leave, and out came that teacher that was corralling her student, and she thanked me. She said, you could tell he just lit up from you picking him. She gave me a little backstory. She said that his father had died in a farming accident 2 years prior, and that he had been not able to focus and was being kind of a class clown to get by. She told me that he was like a leaf in the wind. Many times in my youth, and even a young adulthood, I felt that way. My father passed when I was 10, and he was a total teacher in the wild. We couldn't go buy a wildflower without him telling me what it was or something special about it. Outdoor was like a class. So that teacher really appreciated it. I've done so many presentations. I figured it out. I'm right around 80 of them.
Uh-huh.
Schools, trout and limited chapters. And my wife even talked me into doing some at nursing homes. She called it taking this dream to the folks there. Finally, after I had knee and back problems, I couldn't stand very long anymore, I quit doing it. I still have the slideshow. If someone in the community wants to go fishing, I take them with me, and I try to get them to bring their kids along. So fast forward, it's about a month and a half ago, it was Christmas time, and my wife and her family, I talked them into going to a new restaurant in Madison because it had just opened up. I have kind of a hobby that I like going to German restaurants. I lived in Germany in the army for almost 6 years, and I like testing out new German places just to see if the food measures up. We were there about 2 hours, and I was telling my stories. After I get comfortable with people, even any kind of gathering, I like telling stories. And I must have been fairly outgoing because somebody recognized me.
Huh.
I eventually had to do a bathroom break. And on the way there, the guy stood up to me and he says, are you Len? And I thought to myself, who knows me in Madison?
Yeah.
I'll be right back, I told him. So I came back looking for the guy. And I didn't have to look for him. He found me. He was right at the top of the stairs waiting on me. He asked me, do you remember me? And I really had to scratch my head, and I could not place the face. He says, the last time you met me, I was a sixth grader. And it still didn't sink in. This is like a good 11 to 15 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I helped you with your slideshow. I wasn't 100% sure I recognized him still, but the idea of my trout don't live in ugly places carrying on in this kid's mind for that long, I thought, I did it. I created a new angler, someone that loves the outdoors as much as I do. He says, you do know you told the story about how you wanted to be a school teacher during your presentation and it didn't turn out for you. You ended up going in the army, finally got out, went back to college. And I remember you telling me that you were afraid of college because it just was daunting. He told me it was the same thing with him because he just lacked focus as a young kid. But my presentation and the responsibility that I had given him made him have confidence. He told me his name, just his first name, and said he was home on Christmas vacation. And he wanted to try out, same thing, he wanted to see this new restaurant. It'd been getting lots of good ratings. He shook my hand, and we both had a big grin. And just as he left, I asked him, you're in college? And he says, yeah, I'm in my third year, and I'm going to be a game warden.
Wow. Len, that was an amazing story. You certainly had an impact on that young man's life.
Well, I like to take a little credit, but it was all on him.
Well, certainly he had to run with the ball, so to speak, but you were a catalyst, it seems to me, because you picked him out of a whole gym full of kids, and he responded to that responsibility. Who knows what he might have done had you not been there, or had someone else not given him that kind of opportunity.
I was pretty pumped up afterwards, and I went back to my table and talked to my wife and her sisters about it, and they said, well, why didn't you invite him to the table? And, you know, part of the reason I didn't do it is because I didn't want to make it about me. I wanted the young man to be proud, and I didn't know if he liked speaking to absolutely unknown people to him. Every time I did a presentation after that, I always picked one from the crowd, and I would alternate female and male, and I wouldn't pick the ones that wanted to do it. I usually picked the ones that didn't want it, that were a little distracted. I just requires just a little attention or responsibility, and you mix in the stories about the outdoors, and I talked a little bit about my dad and how he was a teacher and how ultimately I wanted to be a game warden when I first got out of the military, and also I wanted to be a teacher. So my teaching was doing my presentation, and almost always all the kids would be alert, watching. They wouldn't be goofing off. I wouldn't just talk trout, trout, trout. I can remember one time putting a big spider picture up and telling everyone about the spider. I wouldn't just say, yeah, it's a spider. I would always research it and tell them what kind it was, whether it was male or female. And I wouldn't just be punting. I would get a hold of some of my friends that work for the DNR and ask them, what is this? Is this a male or female? How do you tell the difference? So it wasn't just a picture show. It was education. And I think that was part of the reason why this young guy, his first name was Kevin. I don't remember his last. I didn't get it. Didn't tell me back then what he wanted to do, but I think that I might have had a little influence on him.
I think you certainly did, and I think it's admirable that you followed that same pattern of picking somebody to be your assistant. I wonder how many more game wardens or teachers you've helped create by igniting that little spark in somebody.
One time in Pertusheen at the rendezvous, I had a kid come up to me and introduce his parents to me because I presented down in Prairie. Well, this is the trout guy. One time in Walmart here in Richland Center, I had two young adults, but they were kids when I did the presentation, and all three of them were in my presentation, and they all remembered me, and they were all outdoors folks then. And I've had a young lady come up to me, tell me that she didn't care for the outdoors too much because it was daunting and it was scary. And during my presentation, I would tell them, snakes are not evil, spiders are not evil, and every living thing deserves to live, and don't just kill something because you're afraid of it. This young lady told me that she started hiking after that. She took up fishing, didn't really care for fishing much, but she went out in the outdoors now, and she wasn't afraid of it anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, and you know this. You're telling us that you became the teacher that you had hope to become in your younger years. You just did it in a different way, and in a way that really has more freedom to it because you're not tied to a classroom. You can create your presentation and deliver it as a special gift to a class or to an assembly, and it's something that people are going to remember. Obviously, those young people remembered and learned something.
Since I did some of my presentations and have stopped, Trout Unlimited has started doing trout in the classroom, which is very admirable, and I really like it. I've been asked to do presentations since then. I've got an artificial left knee. I've got a back fusion. Standing is not my forte anymore. I've got to, even when I go fishing, I have to keep moving and set quite often. But every time I go to the stream, I'm 10 years old again.
So what's next for Len Harris? Are you going to write another book for us?
Well, I actually have one setting all done, and I let my wife review it. She's my editor. And she said, well, you need to wait a little bit. The last one I wrote, I believe, was in 2014. And this one is going to be called Yesterday and Tomorrow. And it's going to be stories of life in the outdoors.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And we'll talk about it when you get it in print. Now, I understand that Our Wisconsin is going to publish the story that you told us, A Leaf in the Wind.
I sent it away right away to Mike Bino, who's the editor there. His assistant editor, Trish, got back with me, and she asked me some questions, and she wanted some accompanying pictures, and it sounds like it's a go. She told me she would get back with me when the current edition was in print to fine-tune my story for the next edition.
Well, we can all look forward to reading that. And meanwhile, if we go to the Outdoor News Wisconsin Group Facebook page, we can read your story there, the story that you told us. So, Len, thanks so much for sharing this story. We've got to get you on again and share some more of your great stories about the outdoors and how it impacts our lives.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Len Harris, a teller of tales, an avid trout angler from Richland Center, and the author of this very nice story, A Leaf in the Wind. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
The 82nd Annual Journal Sentinel Sports Show returns to Wisconsin State Fair Park March 9th through 12th. The longest-running outdoor recreation show in the nation features big-name entertainment, outdoor skills learning, and hundreds of vendors and businesses. Headlining the show is outdoors woman, TV show host, author, and social media personality Eva Shockey. Learn fishing strategies from Bass Elite Series pro John Cruz. And self-proclaimed grillologists Mad Dog and Merrill will demonstrate their grilling secrets. For Journal Sentinel Sports Show tickets and information, go to jssportshow.com.
Flo has made world-class recreational and utility trailers for 40 years, and the industry-leading innovations keep on coming. Choose an all-aluminum UT model or Cargo Max, the only utility trailer with a molded polymer bed, integrated sides, and an engineered aluminum frame. With either one, you'll know you don't have just any old trailer. If a new trailer is on your mind, check out floeintl.com. Flo Trailers, where the rubber meets the road.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the exploreflorencecounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com. The most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And Cedar Lake Sales has lots of boats on display this weekend at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. You can check that out at State Fair Park. Check out their website and Facebook page for more details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DU Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Program. Want to go hunting? Sign up for hunter education or learn to hunt classes at dnr.wi.gov.
If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live right now, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and you can watch the show in regular time at 9 o'clock Thursday night and 9 on Saturday morning on Channel 10 in Milwaukee. And our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show is on our YouTube channel. Last year's show and shows from the past few years are there, and that's just Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV on YouTube.
You know, each and every one of our radio shows is archived for you to go and take a listen to, and we upload each one each week so that you can download it and listen at your leisure. You can check that out at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page, download the shows, and, you know, binge listen. That's what we talked about last week. Go ahead and binge listen to the whole thing. You can find Dan on social media throughout the week at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And you can also binge listen on OutdoorNews.com. The new Outdoor News website is there. They have a podcast tab, which includes our show and Rob Driesline's show and a couple of other shows that you might find interesting as well. OutdoorNews.com. DNR Fisheries personnel are hosting the second of four public meetings on Lake Michigan lake trout. And this one is on Monday, March 20th at 6 p.m. at Lakeshore Technical College in Cleveland, Wisconsin. You can attend in person or virtually, and you should register on the DNR website. Just type in the keywords Lake Michigan lake trout. The meetings are geared toward commercial harvest, but sport fishermen might be interested as well. And Jeff, did you know that FamilyDestinationsGuide.com lists Wisconsin Dells as one of the top 10 locations for a family spring break?
Yep. I don't mean to laugh, Dan, but I don't. Does spring break come before or after Memorial Day?
Well, well, that's a good question, because we're ranked number two behind Dominica in the Caribbean and ahead of three Florida locations and two more in the Caribbean. I guess they just don't know when spring comes to Wisconsin. But
the Dells is a great place. I just don't know if late March, early April is the best time to go.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Now,
my opinion.
Check it out, folks. FamilyDestinationsGuide.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. He and his friends will present a series of concerts this spring. Next up on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at 7 p.m. at the Harborview Event Center in Washburn. And then Sunday, March 19th, Warren and friends will be at the Park Theater in Hayward for a matinee concert at 3 p.m. For upcoming events and the full schedule, visit warrennelson.com and click on the media page. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend or come on down to the sports show. I'll be there all weekend. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
I'll be trolling home to you when my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey. I'll be trolling home to you.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lakewood.